The state has to be equidistant from all religions. Buddhism doesn't become official religion, excepting it's the emperor's religion. But all other religions have to be tolerated and viewed with respect. So secularism in the Indian form, not no religion in government matters, but no favoritism of any religion over any other.
Religious freedom, conquest of self, the need for all citizens and leaders to listen to others and to debate ideas, human rights for all, men and women, the importance given to education and health, these are all ideas which are still central in Buddhist thinking. There is still today a kingdom in the Indian subcontinent that is run on Buddhist principles, the small kingdom of Bhutan, sandwiched between northern India and China. Michael Rutland is a Bhutanese citizen and the official envoy to Britain from this Buddhist monarchy. He also tutored the former king, and we asked him how Ashoka's ideas might play out in a modern Buddhist state. He began by offering us a quote.
"Throughout my reign, I will never rule you as a king. I will protect you as a parent, care for you as a brother, and serve you as a son."